Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Jim sent me a note, and this is an interesting one from PIX11.com. Feds warn NYPD to stop illegally parking police cruisers. So if you've ever seen a police car parked weirdly and the police are simply doing something, you can often write it off and go, well, I understand that. So, you know, there's a car pulled over the side of the road and the police car is behind it but sticking out in a way that the police officer can walk around it and kind of be protected from passing traffic. That makes sense, right? Right? And of course, if there was like, say, I don't know, a crime happening and it's happening inside a store, a police officer might pull up in his car and leave the car right outside and run inside to take care of an emergency. In that case, the car might be parked oddly, possibly even illegally. And so the question, I've had people ask me, they go, Steve, if I see a police officer like breaking the law in his car, is there anything we can do about it? And I often tell people, I say, well, that's the problem. Who's going to write the ticket? Another police officer? And by the way, 9 times out of 10, they've got an explanation as to what they're doing. And anybody else go, oh, that makes sense. So I've had people say, Steve, police shouldn't be allowed to speed. We can't speed. Why can they speed? Well, when you go blasting by a cop with a radar gun and you're doing 110, if he's not allowed to speed, he can't catch you. Okay? Just use common sense here. But the parking of cars illegally in some places has gotten out of control to the point where the feds have warned the NYPD that their continued doing of this might be a problem. And so when I asked earlier who will write the ticket, well, it ain't going to be a ticket, but the feds are one of the few entities that can actually step in and say, maybe you guys should stop doing that. So the Department of Justice, the big one in D.C., issued a warning to the NYPD to stop illegally parking police cruisers on sidewalks and other areas of New York City where they shouldn't be parked. So again, if there's something going down and they got to get there real fast and there's not a handy parking space, you can't say, well, gee, guys, I couldn't find a parking space. So I let the bank robbery play out. The issue is so widespread, apparently, that it has become a civil rights violation against people with disabilities, according to federal officials. City-owned vehicles are also part of the problem, according to the DOJ. So the Department of Justice has become aware of the fact that city-owned vehicles and police cars are routinely parked on sidewalks and in places they shouldn't be. And, of course, they're messing up access for people who are using those places. The DOJ said the police department needs to create a better parking policy and retrain its officers. Federal officials also said the public should be able to submit complaints and that drivers should face penalties. So I've been poking around to find out more information because that's kind of a short article. And I found an earlier one written by also PIX 11 about New Yorkers being able to actually call out the NYPD for illegal parking. But it's a new bill that's been proposed. And so the NYPD's chief of patrol says he's cracking down on his own officers who park illegally. So they claim they're working on it. But unfortunately, they ain't working on it hard enough or fast enough. But apparently there's been all kinds of fights going on between city council people and the police over this. And so, believe it or not, the chief of patrol, this is an actual NYPD guy, says, it drives me insane when I see a car parked on the sidewalk blocking people from walking. I understand what the issue is. I'm dealing with it. I am not treating it like a joke. So they are talking about making it to where people they want to can complain, maybe photograph the car and submit the photograph, and perhaps someone will ask that officer, why was your car parked on the sidewalk out in front of the Dunkin' Donuts at noon on Tuesday? And if you say, oh, I was investigating the sprinkles on a donut. So, yeah. And what's this also reminded me of a related topic. And I've got some truck drivers in the audience. I know that. I don't know if I have any UPS truck drivers in the audience. But I've been in the court many times, too many to count. I'm sitting in court and I'm dressed nice because I've got a client there. I'm representing him to get up in front of the judge and talk, suit, tie, the whole nine yards. And I look around and many people dress up for court. And police officers will come in uniform. That's acceptable. And you'll then occasionally see a UPS driver in uniform, which of course is the brown outfit. What can brown do for you? One of the worst sayings of all time. And you go, oh, a UPS driver. You know why he's there? Because in some heavily crowded areas where they're making deliveries in a downtown district, for instance, there might not be any parking, and they've got some gigantic box to move, a 90-pound box. They could park in that parking lot 300 yards that way, or they could simply pull up into that little area that's designated no parking, drop the box out, bring it inside, wave, and run back their truck, and they're in and out in 60 seconds. Gone in 60 seconds. And I've seen many of these. I've never represented a UPS driver. I've represented a truck driver who got a ticket, though, for doing something like that. That's a little different. I'm talking about the UPS guys. And so if you're driving around in any congested downtown area, UPS trucks are just as likely to be misparked. However, I got no problem with that because usually they're in and out in just a flash. And I've seen a judge calling cases, and he calls a case, and the UPS guy stands up and walks up there in uniform. And the judge goes, okay, this is a ticket for illegal parking. Tell me about it. And the guy almost always says, you know, such and such store in downtown. It's in the middle of the block. There's no parking anywhere. There's no alley behind the store. And I had a monstrous package. And so I just stopped for a split second, ran it in there, ran out, and cops stopped me because he hadn't finished writing the ticket yet because I was only in there for 60 seconds, you know? And I've seen I've seen judges throw them out. I've seen judges say, well, that's too bad. The law is the law. And so I've also seen a judge cut the baby in half and say, well, you know, it is a little bit much to charge you all that for the fact that you would have only been there for a minute or two. So I'll reduce the fine. I've seen that as well. But the sad part is I have spoken to some of these guys in court because I've been waiting to get into a courtroom and there's a bunch of people milling around just making chit-chat. And sometimes to kill the time, you talk to a stranger. And I've asked them before and I've had them tell me, they say, one of the reasons I'm wearing my uniform is I'm on the clock right now. They go, yeah. As soon as I can get out of here, I jump back in my truck and go back to work. And so, unfortunately, the guy's wasting his time in court. But again, I'm not saying they shouldn't be ticketed. It's I guess, one of the risks they run. But I think that delivery companies, I know a lot of these guys, you know, for Amazon in particular, are graded on how fast and how accurately they deliver things. So if they're given 100 items to deliver, and another person's given 100 items to deliver, if you deliver yours in this much time and the other person delivers theirs in this much time, suddenly you look bad because they did theirs faster. But not every delivery is the same. And I've mentioned before that Amazon, for some odd reason, will actually not deliver things to me once in a while and send me a note saying, we couldn't find your house. And the odd thing is that they find it all the time. And so does UPS, and so does USPS, and so does FedEx, and DHL, and everybody else. The pizza places, they find it just fine. But I always am convinced that the reason they can't find it on one particular day is the driver's running behind. And he knows that, oh, the guy's house is over there, and I'm over here. If I run all the way over there just to make one delivery, it's going to screw up my metrics. So getting back to the original story here, though, the situation in New York City is to the point where police cars and city cars are so often parked on sidewalks or blocking crosswalks or places where pedestrians travel to the point where the feds have called it out as a potential civil rights violation. That's bad. That's bad. So we'll see what happens, because you might say, Steve, what could happen next? Well, the Justice Department could file a lawsuit, and they could file a lawsuit and say, against the New York City Police Department, and say, you guys are parking your cars and gals illegally and blocking crosswalks and sidewalks, and they could have a little trial on that. And a judge could say, you know something? They make a pretty good case. Stop doing it. You could be fined. And by stop doing it, I mean an injunction. And they could be ordered to, like, say, retrain, which one of the officers already claimed is happening, but they could be ordered to retrain their officers on proper parking techniques and what to do if you can't find a parking space, but it's not an emergency. So Jim, thanks for the story. That's from pix11.com. And Aaron Flommer wrote that. Feds warn NYPD to stop illegally parking police cruisers. We'll see if anything happens. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Common sense is so rare, it's now considered a superpower.